The newly inaugurated Czech House held its first large-scale exhibition on Sunday night, commemorating the artistry and historical significance of Czech glassmaking. The exhibition, Cross the Line, Czech Glass in Israel, on display until the end of February, features 15 different handmade glassworks, from more traditional styles to modern design. Beyond the merely cultural, the show also acts as a subtle reminder of the Czech president's interest in moving the country's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Reporter Colin Marston has the story.
Be careful. We're in a gallery surrounded by priceless artifacts of glass, and people are drinking.
A bit closer, not close to these famous pieces of glass, but close to here.
That's Robert Mikulas, director of the Czech House. He's understandably a little concerned and offers a cautionary tale.
You can break it any time. So you're working and you have 1,305 cuts, and the last one is, you know, could broken.
Everything just works.
Anything going.
Leah Boers, she's standing close, maybe a bit too close, to a gleaming traditional vase of Bohemian crystal.
This is fantastic.
No, but analyzing
the ceramic. No, I don't have to.
The vase, one of 15 on display in the room, was created by the Sevcik family.
My name is Ladislav Sevcik. We are focused on traditional Czech cut glass. It's very different than others because our cut is very deep. And this piece is very hard to create because it's big. It's more than half meter. It's created only by hand. By around 5-6 people, because every people can do something different. For create this big vase, it's about 4-5 months. So it's very hard to create it.
The Czechs are renowned as one of the world's greatest glassmakers. Curator Peter Novny of the Museum of Glass and Jewelry explains why.
We have 2,000 years tradition of glassmaking.
And do you know the term Bohemian crystal? It was invented in the end of the 17th century and still is world famous.
They tried to make better competition to Venice. And they tried to make perfect glass simply. And then in the end, they invented the quite new glass, which was very different like the Venetian glass. Bohemian crystal, ideal for the decoration with cutting and engraving. And because the rock crystal in the 17th century was the very popular, then started this trend to make glass in Bohemian style.
From the more traditional designs, the show also gives space to artisans with more modern taste. Next to finely wrought crystal vases is a cylindrical silver object, and another is a golden tray.
We try to combine our old technology with the new designs, which came from, example, here from Arik Levy, very famous French designer, which collaborated many years with Czech glass factories.
The Czech House, where the exhibition is being held, also represents a transition of sorts, an official presence, which many say is a precursor to a relocation of their embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, following the U.S. decision last year. Here's Czech President Miloš Zeman in November during the opening of Czech House with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Firmly believe that my fourth visit to Israel will be the opening of the Czech embassy.
There is no better friendship, maybe in both hemispheres. Thank you. Thank you.
The director of the Czech House demurred. He said it was only a matter of wanting to represent Czech culture in the city.
Yeah, that's the politics. No. I cannot say anything. Or just the head of the Czech House, Jerusalem, and France or Germany have Goethe Institute, you know, or have French Institute. So these countries have their own representative here. Talking about culture. About the embassy, you shouldn't ask someone else, actually. So I cannot say. It's a political decision, and that's it.
But in Jerusalem, much like art itself, politics is rarely absent.
Last year you celebrated 70 years of Israel. We celebrated 100 years of Czechoslovakia. And when I started my mission a year ago here in Israel, I said myself, and it was my dream to bring Czech glass here because part of Czech history is a glass history.
It's still to be seen what part Czech House will play in Israeli history. The exhibition, Cross the Line, Czech Glass in Israel, will be open until February 28th at the Czech House in the Jerusalem Cinematheque.
Take your time. The wine is Israeli. Enjoy. Enjoy your evening. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Colin Marston, Khan News.